News Radio WJPF, Southern Illinois' number one for news and talk. I missed him so much, I asked him to join me as a guest this morning. Mike Murphy, how you doing, Mike?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Baseball, the prospect of having baseball. Before we get into the bulk of this, Mike, I want to ask you something I haven't heard anybody else talk about, but I can't help but think it plays a role in this. Next year, weren't there Major League Baseball and the players, they were supposed to start a new collective bargaining agreement next year. Am I correct?
Yeah, it was either the next year or the year after. And the problem, you kind of hit it on the head. This isn't so much about right now. It's a lot about what happens in the future, too, because the baseball players kind of felt like they didn't get a fair shake the last time. So, you know, they kind of dug in their heels. But nobody expected a pandemic. Nobody expected the baseball would be shut down in spring training. And so they thought they'd have a whole year of exciting baseball, and then we'd go through all this in a year or two.
And they'd be in a stronger position, you know, being able to show what they are, who they are, what they're capable of going into that agreement. I mean, that's one of the ways I interpret it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's why a lot of people are saying, and the read-between-the-lines part of this is that this is going to be crushing to baseball, because I saw a poll this morning on Twitter, are you done with baseball? And I voted in it just to see what the results were, and it was almost 50-50.
Really?
Of people saying they're done with baseball. And you remember the strikes, they lost fans each time.
Yes.
And now with people that have been laid off, people that have had to try to subsist on these stimulus checks and things of that nature, to see these millionaires and billionaires arguing and bickering amongst each other, and now going back on each other's words. A lot of fans are just going to throw their hands up. And you know what I hear now, Tom, more than anything else?
Yeah.
And these are diehard baseball fans, diehard Cub fans, diehard Cardinal fans. I'm over it. And they're learning they can live without it.
That's interesting. Now, because this morning at 6:15, Matt and I were talking, and he said, you know, he'd picked a side. He was kind of on the player side.
Yeah.
And I had not thought about it that way. If I did, I was unconscious of it. And I started realizing I don't think I'm on a side. I don't think I'm on the owner's side or the player's side. I'm on the side of baseball as a sport itself and what the ramifications of something like this, saying, look, I know the essential workers are out there busting their butts, but we're important, and our health is at risk, and, you know, that's not enough million-dollar cash to be paying me. I mean, I'm a fan of the sport itself, if I'm taking a side, and I think when you said that polling number, that's kind of the way I interpreted that half of that group is don't care about your business problems, play ball.
Yeah, and there's even been a movement, and it won't happen, but it was pretty cute, I thought, that to change MLB, Major League Baseball, change it to Major League Business. And but now the players do have some legitimate concerns because, again, with the NBA going into the bubble down in Orlando, the National Hockey League trying to create some things, I know for a fact that the 8 teams that were left out of the 22-team format in the NBA, 5 of those 8 teams are trying to stage now an event in a bubble somewhere else in the country, and it's in the Midwest. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. I sure to hell hope it does. But there's a situation where there are some legitimate concerns. If you've been following all of the stay-at-home guidelines, depending on what state you're in, and I know some states are opening up, but now cases are starting to spike, some of these guys are saying, well, now, wait a minute. You know, first you said we would go to Phoenix or to – you know, and stay there, or down into Jupiter, Florida, the Grapefruit League, and stay there. Now they're just talking about, you know, pretty much going all over the place. And I can see the players would have a legitimate concern. But the main thing is, it's not that much about the concern of playing as it is about the money. And you
right.
See, the NBA got some of their stuff concerned, you know, out of the way. Everybody's ready to go.
Right.
But then they had the players come in with the Black Lives Matter and say, we don't know if we want to do this. We don't want to know if we want to, you know, go in there and play, and that takes away from our other causes that we're looking at.
It distracts from the social issues of the day was one of the quotes
yeah.
I read. So what is the contention now? Is it money? Because we just talked. I mean, many people said all the health issues. We're happy with that. Is it just money?
It's money.
Okay.
All the way. Because the owners, Bill DeWitt Jr. came out, and, you know, you and I have been in Busch Stadium. We've been in meetings. We've been in affiliate day gatherings where, and I know you've had him on the air, Bill DeWitt Jr. or Bill DeWitt III. And most of what they want to talk about is how happy that Ballpark Village project is, you know, renovating, and it's growing, and all this stuff across the street from the ballpark. And that's what angers a lot of Cardinal fans, is that, you know, they've poured tons of money into this across the street, which is basically an entertainment hotel complex. And you think, well, if they didn't, but then they come out and say, you know, baseball is not very profitable.
Right.
Well, here's a guy that bought a team for what, $1.5 million. Now he could probably sell that. Can you imagine what the Cardinals would sell for? $1.5 billion, probably.
I can't imagine.
So for him to come out and say it's not profitable, a lot of people just don't understand that. I know a guy on Sports Voice last week sent us a text on American Monument text line. He said, hey, ask Bill DeWitt Jr. How that's not profitable when they charge you $6.50 for a bottle of water.
Yeah.
At Busch Stadium.
I want to tell you a story, Mike. I'm a little kid. I'm in junior high at Malin Junior High in Harrisburg, and my mother works at the hat factory. There's, I think, 10 stories there, 8, and it is filled with people making hats. And as a little boy, I go see my mom at work and climb up on the fourth floor where she is. And there's row after row of women making St. Louis Cardinals baseball hats. And as I walk down and I go out to the shipping side, there are dozens of men loading those hats on boxes and shipping them everywhere around the country. All right, it's American Needle out of Chicago. They've got the Harrisburg Hat Factory, right? St. Louis Cardinals. Now, that business has gone other locations now in the Pacific Rim. But I've never forgotten the impression that I had. First off, it's one of the reasons I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan, because it helped feed my family because of that hat,
sure.
Right? But the other thing is the second order of effect on baseball. You know me, Mike, when you and I are at St. Louis, I get up and say, I'm going to go walk around. I go around and I just walk up and talk to people and try to learn things from them. From the ushers at the escalators or whatever the case, I've talked to them and they go, oh, it's nice to see you again this year.
Yeah.
And all the people, the players and owners aside, the business of baseball, the hospitality, the hotels, the alcohol, the T-shirts, the hats, all the things that go on. I mean, how many times you and I have been drawn to the top of the 360 Club so we can look down into Busch Stadium and the lights and everything? It's a tourist attraction. The second order of effect and what that represents for loss, because, like I said, part of it is it's hard not to be a fan when you're an usher, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
It builds fans. It's a big part of the economy. Last time you and I walked down between the ballpark and Ballpark Village, you said, "Imagine this as a gambling mecca in the future."
Oh yeah.
And I'm looking at the business
like
of baseball.
Vegas.
Right. And the people who don't make millions of dollars, who count on hustling around that ballpark to make a living.
Exactly, and you talk about the little old lady that's seated in the elevator that takes you up to the to the guest suites. You talk about the guys that ride the metro over, or the ladies that ride the metro over from the Illinois side because they're an usher, because they are a beer vendor, or because they sell cotton candy. And it is a huge enterprise, and those are the people. Now, can you imagine those people that have been struggling to get along, and then they think, well, baseball's coming, and even the commissioner says, I'm 100% sure we're going to have baseball in 2020. And now the players are even more mad, because now baseball's come out and said, well, you know, we were going to give you a schedule, but now we're afraid you're going to file a grievance, so we're not even going to set that schedule. So all the things that everybody had talked about beforehand now is just washing out to sea. It's just like, and it's really a shame, because, as you said, some of the people that get hurt the worst, I mean, a lot of these players, if you're smart and you've had an agent, you've had financial investors, you've put some of that money aside. And, yes, it will be, if you're making $12 million a year and you've done that for 4 or 5 years, you should be okay for a year.
Yeah.
But those people that have had to subside on the stimulus checks and that sort of thing, they're not going to be okay. And it's just more hardships on them. And after a while, you just wonder when people are going to just, as these baseball fans are telling me, I can live without it now.
All right. Here's the other thing, Mike. You, being a baseball guy, right, you realize that there's another harder issue to measure, and that is, imagine 9/11 and the days after and baseball returns, right?
Right.
You know, baseball has been something that Americans have rallied around as being normal, as being American, a place to show your American pride. And yep. I think baseball is missing an opportunity here by not playing and focusing on what they could be, what they could represent to America right now, whether it's social issues and everybody getting along and playing well together on the field, or showing that this country can return to some type of normalcy.
Yeah, and that's also very true. You know, we talked about for a while there when nobody was playing and nobody was having any kind of there were no sports. Who would benefit the most for coming back first? And you can see NASCAR, even though they've been embroiled in some controversy over the Confederate flag issue, but NASCAR, is doing very well. Soccer's coming back. Now NBA's trying to come back. There's a little question on whether that's going to happen the way they wanted it to or not. Hockey apparently is going to come back. But it is a tremendous, and let me just tell you this from being on the inside of some of this stuff, it is a tremendous logjam right now when you're dealing. Mike Pinto would be able to tell you this. Is they added some Canadian teams in the Frontier League.
Right.
Canada is much, much stricter than we are. You can't go back and forth across the border. They've got teams over there. I don't look for the minors to play. I don't look for Major League Baseball to play. There'll be some sort of an NBA season if LeBron says so. The National Hockey League, I think, will play. But now you got some pro football players, Ezekiel Elliott yesterday of the Dallas Cowboys. They're coming down with COVID or have had it. So the thing about it is, too, and Adam Silver of the NBA said this, if somebody tests positive in this bubble in Orlando, it's just like somebody tore their knee up.
Yeah.
You know, you're off the team. We'll put you over here. We'll take care of you. But, you know, we'll just get somebody else, pull somebody else up. Now, of course, they don't want that to be a big star like Zion Williamson, but it's right now Major League Baseball is a complete cesspool, a complete mess, and I don't think there's anybody that can say that.
All right, how would this change with minor league baseball and so many dramatic changes? There's going to be a flood of talent on the market, isn't there?
There will be. There'll be a lot of people that they've reduced the rounds of the minor league draft. Some of the baseball teams were defunding or cutting back on their minor league affiliates and minor league teams. I tell you, somebody who would benefit greatly would be somebody like the minors who are not affiliated with a Major League Baseball team. You can sign guys and pay them to play. You might get some really, nice players out of that. But, and it's going to be tougher. For people like from SIU that graduate and latch on. You know, everybody was talking about the guy with the San Francisco Giants, Coonrod, it's just going to make it tougher. And it's almost as if baseball is pulling itself in tighter upon itself. And the business guys, these guys are in an exclusive club. They call it a league, but it's a club. And the owners have already lost millions and millions and millions and somewhat billions of dollars. You're forgetting we even had the TV revenue or the radio revenue and all that kind of stuff, too. It's right now what the pandemic started. Now greed and everybody trying to get their money back all at once is tying it up at the end.
Major League Baseball owners say we don't make any money and sign a billion-dollar TV contract, right?
Right.
Here's a note, just text it in. With what's going on in Major League Baseball, it's even more reason to support the minors. I will get my baseball fixed with them if they can put on an abbreviated season. All right, we get this. Yep. Hey, I know I've kept you a little longer. Have you got just one more minute for one more question?
Sure, yeah.
How in the heck do you keep records on a season that's only 55? I mean, it's games,
That's a big problem. What if somebody comes out and hits 415 over 45 games or 50 games? What if some pitcher comes out and has an ERA below one? And that's the big thing with the pitchers, too. See, even if they said they were going to start right now, the pitchers would need somewhere around 4 to 5 weeks just to get ready. They'd have to have an abbreviated, but they'd have to have another spring training
right
to get everybody ready, see? They're asking that about the NBA. Well, are we going to watch bad NBA basketball because nobody's played?
Nobody's conditioned.